When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Speaking of horror movies, House Hall yesterday was an active place.
You felt it was a horror movie?
I feel like the season has gone in that direction.
I knew, and I told you yesterday, that injury list is much-watched television.
Yeah.
And the minute that came out, I think one of our questions was kind of, who will be the surprise guest star on the injury list this week? And it turns out it's DeAndre Swift.
Didn't see that one coming.
He had a nice touchdown run. You know, aided by a wonderful block from Braxton Jones. Go watch that block. That was phenomenal.
Maybe hitting his stride pulled a muscle or something. He was sore. You know, it's amazing, though, to me, when we hear Matt Eberflus explain it, that running backs aren't on the injury list every Wednesday.
Yes.
Because of just the toll it takes to run the football in the NFL.
Just look at the way they pay him these days. Nobody wants to give the running back the money they have come in because they get hit so much and their careers are so shortened by that.
It's a brutal job.
It's a brutal job.
And so it's amazing he's not been on the injury list before or missed much time, but he did, I guess, sound like he woke up a little sore. Oh, boy, the groin hurts.
And he strained a groin.
Doesn't need to practice.
So they're giving him a couple days off.
As they should.
Yeah, but when they tell you that he's not practicing today, but don't worry because he's not practicing tomorrow either. It's all about day to day, get to the end of the week.
Maintenance.
Here's the problem. Against this team in particular, as our guy Bigsy wrote, you really do need to run the football, and they are the best in the league at stopping the run.
74 yards per game, 3.6 yards per carry, and they will smother you. And they'll stop you running the ball and make you one-dimensional. That's when Brian Flores does his best work. But I also think that you got to try to run the football.
Oh, you got to run the football. Always.
You can't abandon hope.
And if you thought that the Bears were better last week with the change of coordinator, part of that was they ran the football.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a lot of yards out of the
34 runs.
Yeah.
36 minutes time of possession.
That's pretty good.
That's how you know you're making some progress. I also think DeAndre Swift, in fairness, he got really criticized and
early.
The first couple games of the year was not hitting it. You look at his numbers now, he's averaging 4.1 yards per carry.
Well. He's turning
so
well.
He has really been the guy they thought he would be. And
I think he's better in space than he is.
Doubt about it.
Yeah.
But he gives you that explosive element, too.
I agree.
He broke that one for 49 yards the other day. I was like, okay, where'd that come from? Nice.
He's done that a couple times.
Yeah.
He did a couple long runs this year. And, I mean, the good news is that you're covered at the position because – you obviously have Roschon Johnson and Khalil Hurt.
No, he's gone. But you know what?
Travis Homer. I was just making
We're not going to have any sort of, like, sympathy because Khalil Herbert.
We're not having sympathy for Khalil?
I'm glad he has an opportunity in Cincinnati, but.
You're glad he's gone.
I'm not glad he's gone, but it's not like you have missed him too much, have you?
Well, because you've been healthy at running back.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're maybe not healthy. I don't know. We'll find out. Also, Elijah Hicks, as expected, not able to practice.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's no Gouda.
That's no good because Jonathan Owens may get a look. They signed Adrian Colbert, made that official, the Hard Knocks breakout star. They also signed
shed a tear.
Colin Johnson to the active roster. Did not really expect that.
That was wild, huh? What's going on there?
What's the latest with Tyler Scott? Is he injured?
Little Scott.
I didn't see anything about Little Scott, but you haven't seen him
in
action.
He didn't play much.
DeAndre Carter gets a lot of the
Dustin, how many catches action? Does Little Scott have?
Little Scott doesn't have any catches, does he?
For the year?
I can't remember the last time we've seen him, but we'll look into it.
I can't remember the last time he made an impact. So maybe they're looking for something in
no
the red
catches
zone.
This year.
No catches.
Nothing.
Catches.
But he graduated.
Could that be the reason that they signed another receiver?
Maybe, but a different type of receiver. Little Scott's little. That's why we call him Little Scott. He's kind of shifty.
Are you anticipating
he's a speed guy.
Hall of Fame game bump?
Colin Johnson needs that kind of output in the red zone. But now you have one other receiver that Caleb Williams can refer to as my guy, who isn't DJ Moore.
Weren't things a lot happier when we were at the Hall of Fame?
They were so happy
that
there.
Seemed like it was
that
very,
was a great trip.
That was a wonderful trip.
Great
and
trip.
A really great time of the season. And we all enjoyed ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That was awesome. Even Colin Johnson. But that's the last time I think we heard from him. He's been up and down a couple times on the active roster. Now he's got another chance to give them something in the red zone they lack. But that's the receiving, they don't. The problem isn't at receiver. They can't decide who the number one receiver is. Targets keep going to Roma Dunze. And that connection, chemistry is good between him and the quarterback.
And catches keep going to DJ Moore. He caught 7 of 7 targets. I believe Rome had 6 of 10 targets.
I know that what you're implying is that the efficiency is greater with DJ Moore. I'd like to see him more effective down the field.
I'm not implying. I've been saying I'd love to see. I asked DJ, hey, are you ever going to get the ball down the field? What happened to that play?
7 of 7 targets isn't as impressive as it sounds when you consider the length of those throws.
Yeah,
some of them are just glorified handoffs.
But for whatever reason, the change of coordinator, whatever it was, those screen passes to him actually worked, and they had not been working, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting the ball, as you say, on the line of scrimmage or just off it, and that was pretty much where that would end. And all of a sudden, he was running with the ball, even though he got it behind the line of scrimmage.
Texas are giving us all sorts of advice on how to handle the automatic ignition on our cars. And you realize that the doors do lock. Yes, but still, your car is started. You're bringing attention to the fact that your car is started.
I
love how
where,
the textures are.
I don't know where
they,
you grew up.
They have our
if
back.
I had my car started out in front of the house, someone would drive off with it.
Well, where I grew up, if you had your car started outside of the house, one of your neighbors may come across and scrape your window for you.
One of your neighbors might come over and fill it up with their jar of gas.
Yes, I think they might. I grew up in a very friendly neighborhood, friendly small town. We didn't even lock our doors half the time.
We have a texter checking in. I think Flusie's car is running. He just leaves it on overnight.
Oh.
Casey needs a quick getaway.
His battery's dead.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
I gotcha.
It's going nowhere.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
It feels that way. It does
and
feel that way.
He seemed a little down yesterday, I felt. I felt like he seemed a little bit downtrodden, like starting to take his toll. Not that we, you know, we talk about body language all the time, but I think Matt Eberflus, I could understand. It's been a tough week. It's been a tough stretch. He seemed like a guy yesterday where it was starting to show the wear and tear a little bit.
He came into work yesterday. He came walking in up, you know, I'm ready to go. We're going to attack the week. And there was George and Kevin and Ryan, and they just looked at him. And he was like, hi, guys. And they looked at him. Maybe that's what.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't think it would be that overt. Did you wouldn't hear something? Has that been reported anywhere?
I just love that idea. Oh, you know.
Or they get
how was work?
Or maybe it's in the break room.
I went in and everyone gave me a dirty look.
Or maybe Flus is in the break room having a cup of coffee sitting at a table and all three of those guys walked in and sat at the other table.
All three of those guys,
like the lunchroom,
they all walked in together, talking, having a joke. They froze. Then they turned around and went back elsewhere. They went out. They went out to Starbucks.
The feeling you get when you walk into a room, you know everybody was talking about you, but nobody wants you to know it.
Yeah.
But you know it. That's a flu. Felt like yesterday.
Felt.
It sounded like that. It seemed like it was
a little down.
Maybe so.
He needs a win.
Needs a win in the worst way.
He needs a win.
It's an opportunity for the Bears. The Vikings.
He needs to block a field goal on the last play of the game himself. I think that's what he needs. He needs a win in the worst way.
Well, that would do
that
it.
That was the worst way.
That was the worst.
That loss was the worst way.
Yeah, still talking about that thing. And
we got to get over it.
You got to move ahead. Gotta
how do you do that?
Look ahead. You got to look ahead. Got to move on.
Yeah.
And you know, it doesn't get any easier, though, because this is the last beatable opponent for a while. Because after this one, when you look ahead at the Bears' schedule, Thanksgiving Day at Detroit. Then you have the mini bye because you have that week off. But then you go to San Francisco to play Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers, who might be reeling at that time. I love these rumors coming out of San Francisco.
Oh, I know. It's so funny.
I love the baseless speculation that Kyle Shanahan is going to get fired. May that continue.
Like I said, he'll have a job in the, you know, whatever. The
Don't say a job.
Oh, he'll
say
have
this job.
He'll have a pick of jobs.
Okay.
In about 5 minutes. I mean, there'll be literally.
Would he pick this one? Hypothetically. Play along.
Because he came to visit his grandparents here or something? Is that it?
No.
Because the old
because Caleb Williams is here. Because it's Chicago.
Because the old man's defunct high school means a ton to him. Didn't he go to Weber? Isn't that closed?
No, I don't think he went to. Did he?
I think Coach K went to Weber.
Coach K went to Weber.
Oh, Coach K went to Weber.
Yeah.
I believe that.
What high school?
Leiden.
Oh, he went to, and then he went to Eastern?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. Mike Shanahan's an Eastern Illinois guy.
Yeah. I was confusing my
cradle of coaches.
Yeah, my great coaches from Chicago. Franklin Park
is where Mike Shanahan is.
So were his folks living there? I mean, did the kid spend a lot of time? I
don't know. It'd be a great question to explore if he ever gets fired.
Yeah.
If he could only get fired.
We probably should know that before he gets fired so we can make the pitch. You don't want to go with making a pitch and find out that.
Hey, stud, you want to coach the Bears back in Franklin Park area?
Hey, stud.
Can take him over to Gene and Jude's for the best hot dog around, right down the street.
You know.
There you go.
He'd be a great hire. He's a great coach. That's the kind of big, bold move Bears need to make.
Then they could trade Caleb Williams.
Stop it.
Because he doesn't need a quarterback.
Stop it.
He'll just create one. He can get Trey Lance back. No.
We're hearing from the coordinators today, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's always fun to hear from the coordinators.